This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On today's program, our guest is David Pike. David is with Mitchell County Safe Place, a domestic violence organization, and this is Focus on Domestic Violence. David, welcome to the program. How does our area compare with the rest of the country in incidents of domestic violence?
As far as North Carolina goes, we rank pretty good. The highest homicides in this country occur in Nevada. And they rank the highest with like 5.5 per million people. Mississippi, you start getting into the South next, and they have some higher rates. Our neighbors in Mississippi, in South Carolina, and Tennessee rank second, third, and fourth in domestic violence. And North Carolina is much better than our neighbors to the South and West.
Tell us about the numbers for North Carolina. How many die from domestic violence?
Well, last year in 2006, there were 79 homicides in North Carolina, and we talked about one that was in this area. I guess it occurred about a year ago over in Sylvan, North Carolina. A lady was killed at one of the shelters over there. But normally these occur in the bigger cities, but they had 79, and in a given year, if you kind of look back over the past years, we have about 70 to 80 domestic violence victims per year. The latest figures in this year is, so far to date, there's been 39 deaths due to domestic violence in North Carolina through August 27th. And at this rate, if you sort of project out, if it continues at the same rate, you would expect about 21 more for a total of 60. So we're on track to do a little bit better than we have in previous years.
David, let's talk for a second, if we put a little closer in to our area. Let's talk about here and talk about deaths in this year and closer to home.
Well, we had the one in Sylvan, North Carolina, about a year ago, and that's been the one that's closest to us and really got our attention. I looked and see what was going on in this region, and the closest that we can come to a death in this region is in Boone and in Morganton. But most of the homicides, if you look, they tend to occur in the bigger cities like Charlotte.
David, is there any age group that victims tend to fall into?
No, and that's the sad part about it, that if you look at the ages in this database that I was in, they range from 1 month. There was a one-month-old child killed as a result of domestic violence, and they range all the way up to someone who was 65. And in fact, there were several children in this database. There was one at 1 month that I just mentioned. There were several toddlers in the 2 to 4, 6 age group, and one teenager at 17. But most of the victims are female, and 82% are female, and about 18% are men.
Statistics point out the magnitude of the problem, but what is the impact of a homicide in a neighboring city?
Well, the impact is tremendous. We in the field know that, when you're dealing with areas of domestic violence, can occur at any time. And in fact, we've talked many times about how the most dangerous time for a woman is when she's trying to split from a relationship. So if during a period of divorce, a period of separation, if she comes into a shelter, those are the times when the incidences of death are very critical, and you have to be careful. But when one occurs close at home, it really gets our attention, and we've done a lot at Safe Place to prevent such things from happening.
Tell us what you have done to help prevent this from happening.
Over the past year, we've really upgraded our security significantly, and we have increased our fences. We've put security cameras in. We've put alarm systems in and doing all kinds of things that we can think of to try to protect people that are in our shelter.
Of the children that you've mentioned, is there any pattern regarding the perpetrator?
There are a number of things. The one-month-old was killed by arson by his father. The two-year-old was killed in blunt force trauma by the mother's boyfriend. The 4 and 6-year-olds were killed by guns by the father. And the 17-year-old was killed by a male, probably a friend, a male of 20 years old.
If anyone wants to talk with your staff about a problem, what's the phone number to call?
Well, you can call us anytime, 24 hours a day. We have a hotline. In Mitchell County, you call us at 765-4044. That's 765-4044. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.